Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Utah, Philly, the West Best versus the East Best did not disappoint. Damian Lillard stays cool under all conditions. How does the guy do it? Iron Man LeBron finally sits a game, and TJ McConnell goes after the single game steals record. It was a wild night in the association, a 10-game night, so let's get to it. I'm Taz Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA. Let's get to the games, because that's what matters. That's what matters. Let's remember that. 76ers, Utah, 1-1. The Jazz were in control of this game most of the way, doing what they do every single night. Their three-point shooting is something to watch. You know it's coming, but it's hard to stop. Donovan Mitchell gets enough penetration. Rudy Gobert draws enough attention in the lane, and then they just whip it around. Joe Ingles, Bojan Bogdanovic, Mike Conley, all raining down threes. Every time Philly would draw close, Utah would hit another one. It's just unfair playing against them. They take the most and make the most threes. They're the best in the NBA. But early in the fourth, it was a three from an unlikely Sixer that sparked a run. Dwight Howard hit just the 13th three of his 17-year career. Dwight said, "You're going to be unprecedented." Well, so am I. Dwight scored six straight. Had a big block. He was handling the ball, and somehow Philly gained ground, going on an 11-0 run with zero starters on the floor. And it stayed tight until the end of the fourth. With Philly down three, Joel Embiid looked up at the scoreboard and said, "Oh, I'm inside the arc now. Let me dribble out." He hit a real tough three, hand in his face, to send it to overtime. Big men do it all. Embiid doing whatever Philly needs him to do. And in overtime, that's when Donovan Mitchell had had enough with the officiating, getting one T, as Embiid was happy to point out, to the stripes, and then he was ejected after a second technical foul. Entertaining game between two heavyweights. Embiid had 40 versus Rudy Gobert. Mitchell had 33 points himself. James Harden had a triple-double in his first return to Houston after nine seasons there, and a very rocky departure from the Rockets earlier this season. But this was an anticlimactic game. It was an easy win for Brooklyn. Easy trip dub for James Harden. Anticlimactic because the Rockets just can't win a game. They've lost 13 in a row. They have been injured, although they did get one of their guys back. Victor Oladipo returned. He had 33 points, but it took him 25 shots to get there. He turned down 2 years and $45 million recently. Really? That's a shocker. This game was on ESPN. I'm sure ESPN wanted to flex this baby for Philly, Utah. Why don't we get more flexing happening? Guys just broadcast it from home, just use the other team's camera angles. I don't know. I would like to flex the dunk contest and get Zach LaVine in there. LaVine, pregame with a ridiculous dunk in the layup line. Last year, he did something really similar in practice a day before a dunk contest. He wasn't going in with a beauty dunks, just showing off what he could do. Either way, the Bulls handled the Pelicans. They weren't ready for Wendell Carter's offensive rebounding prowess. They weren't ready to play defense. Wendell Carter had 7 offensive rebounds in this one. Zach LaVine had 36 points as he heads into his first All-Star Game appearance. Congrats to Zach LaVine. This was crazy. Mere hours after the No Dunks crew took a mailbag question about how the last quadruple-double was 27 years ago and how it's harder to get 10 steals than 10 blocks and the NBA record for steals in a game is 11, well, the Pacers' TJ McConnell went out there and had 9 steals in the first half versus Cleveland. That's a record for a half. And he was coming off the bench. So he had 9 going into the second half. Just needed 2 to tie the record. Start him in the third quarter, Nate Bjorkgren. Let's make history. Well, Nate didn't. And TJ only got 1 more. He did, however, get the rare triple-double with steals. 16 points, 13 assists, 10 rips off the bench, and a perfect shooting night. You're perfect just the way you are, TJ. You too, Nate. LeBron sat out his first game of the season. He didn't play versus the Sacramento Kings, taking care of several little injuries and sorenesses. Give him a break. He's 36 years old, doing what no player has ever done before at his age. Actually, no break. He still will be participating in the All-Star Game Sunday in Atlanta, but it will be a quick one, in and out, only one day of work, fewer festivities. Actually, one part of Atlanta extended its serving hours to 4 a.m. this weekend. Parties will be had. The Kings held on to beat LA. Their head coach, Luke Walton, can breathe a sigh of relief after he was rumored to be on the hot seat recently. They've won 2 of 3. Actually, he has 1 more game versus Portland Thursday. You never know what can happen with the Kings. Speaking of Portland, they will also be on a back-to-back after they defeated the Warriors on Wednesday. It was Dame time late as he lost the ball but then hit a step back over Kent Bazemore and coolly went back on D, where he took a charge from Draymond Green's shorts to win the game. And if you haven't read the article about the tragedy that Lillard has gone through over the last 18 months on The Athletic by Jason Quick, which is just out, head on over to theathletic.com/nodunks for a subscription if you don't have one. Read it fast, quick, Jason Quick. It's a great, great piece on what Lillard has gone through, and he continues to ball out. It's ridiculous what he's doing. The Atlanta Hawks came back from 19 to beat Orlando. Orlando just struggled to score late without so much of their roster. No Aaron Gordon, no Markelle Fultz, no Cole Anthony. Add no Evan Fournier to the guys who are out in this one. Although Dwayne Bacon was cooking for a brief moment, a little flash fry. I can't make a Bacon comment when I see that name. I just can't help myself. Atlanta outscored Orlando by 15 in the fourth, and they feel good going into the break, where all-star partying is definitely not happening. Nope, no partying in Atlanta if you Tony Snell what the bars are cooking. What am I doing here? The Raptors didn't have much of their coaching staff or several of their players in a loss to the Pistons. 7 NBA players have tested positive recently, as Shams Charania reported, and many of them are on the Toronto Raptors roster. The break is coming at a good time for them. The Pistons' Wayne Ellington, he hit 8 threes and scored 25 points, tying a career high. And there are 21 days before the trade deadline. Someone's got to trade for him. Somebody. Anybody? Boston? OKC Dallas in the last game of the Wednesday night schedule here. The final score was 87-78. I hate the low scoring in today's game. It's despicable. No Luka Doncic for the Mavs because he has a lingering back injury. Okay, that makes sense that they couldn't put up more than 87 points. Not sure what OKC's excuse was, however. That's it for me. Make sure you check out Happy Hour Thursday evening on the No Dunks YouTube channel. Shenanigans will be had. I will be back tomorrow to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll see you then.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.